So speaking of money, this access to cash bill that also went to Cabinet today, and it's going to ensure protection of cash and access to ATMs. But some suspected it might obligate shops and business owners to accept cash. No more card payments only. Independent TD Matty McGrath with me now. Matty, I understand it doesn't go that quite far. Is that right?
No, in fact, and thanks for having me on. We welcome the publication of the bill. But it came from, we had a private member's motion back in March 2023, which was accepted by the government. The Rural Independent Group put that forward. And we believe that the bill itself doesn't go far enough and will be scrutinised carefully and putting down amendments to strengthen for the use of cash for any transaction, no matter where you are. And also the situation regarding the availability of ATMs and, in comparison to other countries, what's proposed is quite, sparse. And, the other big issue, or one other big issue, is you kind of ATMs and little hoods over them, and they're there. But most times you go to them, there's no cash in them or they're not working. And even on bank outlets, bank branches on the outside, and they can be, empty for a bank holiday weekend, nobody able to get cash out of them. And it's just lack of maintenance, whether it's a private company maintain them or whatever. But it's just not acceptable, the whole situation. And we need to see many items in this piece of legislation are going to be governed by statutory instruments, which will have to be introduced by the minister. But we want to see that in primary legislation, that they will have to have so many outlets. They will have to be in working order, and they'll have to be, within, smaller areas, smaller towns as well.
I understand how you might argue that, businesses have to accept cash, that they can't have a sign up, card only. But the idea of ATMs having to have money in it, I mean, there's kind of finite space in it. And if, a load of people come to the town on a stag or something, I don't know, or there's racing on in Gorn and everybody goes to the one ATM at the top of the village and takes out money to put a few bob on the horses. I don't know how you deal with that, how the government are meant to deal with that.
That's the laws of of demand, I suppose. We understand that. But no, I have people on to me, and I find myself even in towns like Clonmel here, and indeed in Care, they can be out, and there's no stag pad, there's nothing major on, and not even tourist season. So, and then the delay itself to get it fixed if there's a problem, an outage. Like I said, it could go out on a Friday evening, a bank holiday, and it might be fixed till the following Wednesday. So, there must be some regulations around that there has to be some kind of a timely maintenance of these ATMs and ensure that they're checked and maintained and indeed have cash. We can understand if there's a rush on it or something like that. That happens often. But that's the reason then why you need a number of them as well. And, the number of far more dense in many other comparable countries. They're there for lesser numbers of population. So we in Ireland, the banks have got away with blue murder and what they have removed the branches and they've removed away from the people. They were bailed out by the people. As I said, the ATMs for 10,000 people in Ireland, per 100,000 people in Ireland. Countries like, Canada and indeed I think Portugal have many, many more, and other countries as well.
What if kind of the local petrol station in a village, if that's the only place with the ATM, thinks this is not worth it, I can't have people in, paying people to come in and kind of service this at the drop of a hat. I'm just going to get rid of it. I mean, is your idea that the state would have to intervene in that situation and provide a subsidy, or the state runs ATMs?
No, not quite, but you have to have a situation where they're available. Look, the goodwill...
I think a lot of people listening will know exactly the type of thing you're talking about, being caught over the entire weekend wherever they live and there isn't one. What I'm trying to get to is maybe the practicalities. I mean, who is it that's ensuring it's available? Because they're kind of private...
Have to be strong to ensure that the private assets, that they have responsibilities as well as just making profit. And we see that with more and more big companies. The banks are trying to get away from providing services, even counter services, as we know, closed branches. So we can't just remove the system, the availability of cash to people. So I'm not saying that you're a persecuted shopkeeper who's good enough to have it, or a small business person. They provide many valuable services, but if it's too costly for them, the franchisee or the person who owns the franchise, must be compelled by legislation to have a proper service. No point in having a token service, and it's there. That's why you need to see a solid legislation that's not depending on ministerial orders. And you know, they have a way of getting around these issues, big companies and banks and people like this. So it's the people work hard for this cash, and they don't get cash without a charge, and the cash coming from the ATM, so they're paying for it. But its availability is very important. And we see how important it is with the little litch last week. There's only small litch, how, you know what I mean, the effect that had on people. So imagine, you know, a serious breakdown, serious outage on people depending on, you know, I see people with their phones just as all they have, going out maybe their phone. I think it's a timely reminder to people to realise themselves that when the cash is king and cash is necessary.
John Lowe from themoneydoctor.ie is with us as well. John, is cash still king, and should we be guaranteed access to it? And should shops have to take it?
Well, you know, the new access to cash bill, Kieran, actually mentions the central bank. That's the authority that Matty is talking about, because they're going to have new powers, and they're going to be able to address those problems like the independent ATM deployers, IAD, and also cash in transit, CIT, companies who they will appoint, actually, to set up these ATMs. I have to say, I'm the other side of things in the sense that I'm a digital kind of tech kid, even though I wouldn't be classified as young, Kieran. I'm follically challenged and probably age challenged as well. But in terms of you know, I do think from a business perspective, there's an awful lot of business out there who actually realize there's pros and cons for the argument. But one of the pros, I mean, it's obviously going to be cheaper not to have cash. No supplying dirty notes, dirty coins. I mean, when the pandemic was on full tilt, people were delighted that, you know, you couldn't touch coin or touch notes during that pandemic. Also, staff is one of the biggest costs anywhere, in any company, in any business. And if you're going to deploy, I was one of, would you believe, in the 80s, the first person to look after an ATM in the Bank of Ireland branch. I was a young fellow, still in my nappies, but at the time, anyway, I was the first person to deal with this and to put in a, you know, I can't remember how much it was. It was at least 150,000-200,000 in that ATM, and I had to then fill it up every time it got depleted. You're talking about depletion. I mean, you know, I've gone to a local petrol station where the most I could get was 150. It wasn't worth my while going in there for what I needed at the time. And yes, if that ATM goes short of money, they're not going to be bothered, you know, ringing up somebody to go and come out and fill it up. So there's lots and lots of issues, you know. There's lots of issues.
But what do you say to all those who, I guess, listening to this will have experienced exactly what kind of Matty is talking about? You know, no access to cash over the weekend. Yeah, they don't have Apple Pay set up on their phone. They're not digital natives or tech wizards as you might be. I mean, is there a kind of a cohort of society we're leaving behind?
Well, you know what? Last night, I'm just not bragging about it, but I was in Lyon for Tosca, actually. It was a special thing in Orange, which is a little town in south of France. But I went to a nice upmarket restaurant, and would you believe, it wasn't cheap. It was about 150 for two of us. And the guy wouldn't take a tip. He wouldn't take a tip on the card. And I had to kind of go and get cash and give him cash. But that's happening all over the world, let alone Lyon. The kind of the black economy things, they talk about that, and you've got, you know, the portraits, you know, hotels, you've got the utility service, you know, your local dustman, hairdressers, tips going to bar staff, all of those things, they're going to be affected by cash, definitely.
Well,
sure.
Matty, that's the other thing here, isn't it? When people ask for payment in cash, there's always this suspicion that revenue are never going to see a dime of it.
No, I never think that if I'm in a pub paying £20 for a couple of drinks or €20 or in a shop, that's different if it's a big sum of money for talking about, you know, a grand or something.
Yeah.
Or even £2.50. But your normal transactions, you're going to get your milk and your bread and whatever else and butter or normal things with a ham or cheese. You always pay for cash. And John is right there about the tips. But listen to me. Are we going to forget about the tenner for the communion or €20 for the confirmation or a child? You know what I mean? The old style of giving the child, if you bought relations. I have 11 grandchildren, each time I meet
Matty, they probably have Revolut accounts, the grandkids. You could send them a few.
No, they're all under 11, but they will have an adult out in time. But I mean,
Revolut me, grandad.
They won't be getting any Revolut from me because I won't be able to do it.
Matty McGrath, Independent TD, John Lowe, moneydoctor.ie. John and Matty, thanks a million for joining me here.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the award-winning MG4. The no-compromise electric hatchback with a 450-kilometre range. Recharge your soul.